we have today in history. No audio today, but we can tell you that it is the 189th day of the year. This is the day in 1856. The machine gun was patented by Charles Barnes of Lowell, Massachusetts. In 1958, the soundtrack to Oklahoma received the first ever gold record from the Recording Industry Association of America. We use some audio from Oklahoma on this show. Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. That drop is from that wonderful musical. And also on this day in 2000, 26 years ago, Venus Williams became the first black woman Wimbledon champ since Althea Gibson in 1957 and 58. Also, if you're an NBA fan at all, you know about the decision. LeBron announced his plans to sign with the Miami Heat in a one-hour TV special that kind of became infamous, really. People were like, oh, that was just not good the way that was. But 16 years ago today, LeBron's a free agent again now at 41. And we're still mulling. I don't think he's going to do a one-hour TV special, though, for us to decide. He was, like, in his prime then and left his home state team that had drafted him number one overall. Came back, though, and did win that title for the Cavaliers. And I think most folks expect that's where he's going to end up again, is in Cleveland. So they're saying that Miami and Philadelphia also have a chance, but I think it's going to be Cleveland. Think of the story, right? You think about, we get to co-write our story, maybe with the Lord. And so I think that he began in Cleveland. He won a title in Cleveland. He and then his son gets traded there. And I hear Cleveland's left a couple of roster spots open. Finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff, Live in Grace, Walk in Love. God isn't trying to make our lives easier. He wants to make them more meaningful. 1 Corinthians 10:13, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you're tempted, he'll also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Goff says, whenever I'm in the self-help section of a bookstore, things start to feel a little suspicious. If everyone's telling the truth, I can apparently lose 12 inches in 12 weeks, work for less than half a day a year, and make more money, get more friends, increase my influence, have more confidence in at least a dozen other things by just changing one or two simple things in my life. Great paragraph, Bob. He says, I bet some of these books actually work, but the reason I'm suspicious is because the promise of a shortcut isn't how I see the most important thing in my life, which is my faith. Cutting corners in faith, says Goff, can rob us of something important. The challenges we need to face and the relationships we need to make along the way. We need a challenge to grow, to break the plateau of our faith or our routine. The relationships we make add layers of richness and teach us we can't do everything alone. Sometimes the only path to the life you want has to go over some rough terrain, tough terrain. God isn't trying to make our lives easier, says Goff. He wants to make them more meaningful. And the meaningful stuff happens when we invest ourselves in our passions and in the people around us. Our best memories are the ones where we overcome adversity at the end of a long struggle. They include people who have seen us at our worst and loved us all the more for it. There are no shortcuts to a more meaningful life and a deeper faith. It takes a lot of love and courage. Will we encounter some setbacks? You bet. Stay the course. Today's question, closing question. What setbacks have you faced that are discouraging you from progress? What setbacks have you faced that are discouraging you from progress? It's the WIB Wake Up Show. You know, it's trials, right? James 1, 2 through 4 talks about our trials, our times of testing that grow our faith. And I was sharing with a small group I'm a part of some wonderful words from Larry Crabb in his book Inside Out. Probably his bestseller, but just the idea that our faith grows amidst confusion, our hope grows in disappointment, and our love grows in conviction. So keep that in mind. And I think when you just abbreviate that, it's trials. We know that, right? The lush growth that happens in the valleys. Win it Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, and another great prize.
Indeed, thanks to our OneFest coverage and promotion sponsor. And again, we appreciate all of them. But thanks to Avenue Orchard. Come get a taste just out of Eau Claire on 53. Avenue Orchard is sponsoring this giveaway, and we want to give one of you two full event tickets to OneFest 2026 plus parking if you can answer our Tuesday trivia question. You're on a Win It Wednesday.
Yeah, and our question is, what was I really thankful for over the holiday weekend?
All right. Over the holiday weekend just passed, what was Halvo really thankful for? 715-723-2555. You've had a chance to chew on it, brew on it a little bit. No clues yet. That'll come after 745 if we don't get a winner here. 715-723-2555. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Yesterday, we heard from Menominee, Stanley, Fall Creek, La Crosse, Kerryville, Medford, Chippewa Falls, Mondovi, and Eau Claire. Lots of people want to win those OneFest tickets. We got lots of great responses, Halvo. Lots of plausible responses, things that are worthy of being thankful for that I'm sure you are thankful for.
Yes.
But just not what we're specifically looking for.
Well said, Caleb.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Here are some incorrect guesses. It's not food, not his daughter's engagement, not the Declaration of Independence, not spending time with family, freedom, fireworks, health, rain, air conditioning, getting a new book from a friend, time spent watching a movie with Peggy, dinner at home with Peggy, his faith, that it was too hot to mow the lawn, or spending time with friends. Oh, again, just a huge laundry list of things to be grateful for, but not what we're specifically looking for. So what do you think it is? 715-723-2555. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Your chance to call in and maybe win right here, right now, your way in to OneFest 2026.
Please call and guess, because after Caleb ran through the list, I'm tempted to say something. I don't know if that would be a clue or not. Those don't come till after 7:45.
We have to stick to our own show rules. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. I know it's a rainy morning, a little dreary morning, and so people like to sleep in a little bit, but this is your chance to get in before the calls really start flooding in later, especially when we give a clue. So let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
There you go, Mike. What do you think?
Being in fellowship of other Christian brothers and sisters.
Sure. Great thing to be thankful for. Is that what we're specifically looking for here this time, Halvo?
It's not. Sorry, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Call us back, buddy. 715-723-2555.
Mike also taking part in the contest going on the drive with Dawson called The Voicemail. And so Mike took advantage of that at 396-1670.
Nothing wrong with entering both. Give yourself the best odds possible to win. Call in now, 715-723-2555, to try to answer this trivia question. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Courtesy of the Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire and 53, your chance to win your way into OneFest with a guest plus parking. 715-723-2555. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend?
They
Lots
want a
of great
clue.
Guesses. They're holding out for a clue. They're just like,
this is like
know.
Negotiations.
We don't
right?
know.
Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Who wants to go to OneFest on Avenue Orchard?
715-723-2555. This started as Tuesday trivia question from Halvo's personal experience. What was he really thankful for over the holiday weekend? What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win your way into OneFest. But it is clue time here and now.
Yes, it's clue time, and the first clue is, even though I was thankful for this over the holiday weekend, it's not holiday-related.
Yeah, so having nothing to do with, again, the holiday weekend, because we've had, you know, your freedom or fireworks or, you know, things like that, too, that you might think, okay, that goes along with the Independence Day weekend, but it wasn't related to that. Mm-mm. So what was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? And the first clue is it really had nothing to do with the specifics of the holiday weekend. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Susan from Kidat.
All right, Susan, what do you think?
Is he thankful for his remodeling construction in his house done?
I am thankful for that, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Susan. Good guess. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
What do you think, Toby?
Gas prices.
Maybe going down a little bit?
I love it. I saw $3.49 yesterday on the way home, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Toby. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. A chance to win two tickets to OneFest plus parking courtesy of Avenue Orchard. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? But the first clue is, really didn't have anything to do with the holiday specifically or things that we normally would be thankful for over the holiday weekend. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo on WWIB. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
Hey, Chloe, go ahead.
Strawberry picking season?
Strawberry picking season. Halvo, strawberries are delicious.
Well, we love talking to Farmer John and Govins, and they had a great season, but that's not what we're looking for, Chloe. Sorry.
Thank you. 715-723-2555. Three guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Madeline from Cornell.
What do you think, Adeline?
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning. That was actually guessed earlier, so we can give you a bonus guess.
Swimming.
Swimming.
Lake.
There you go. Yeah. Great time to get out to a lake. Havel, was that it?
That's not it, sorry.
Thank you so much for the call. Two guesses left, 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we'll come up with another clue after 8:15. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse again.
All right, Mike, you're trying hard to win these OneFest tickets. What do you think, friend?
Getting out and enjoying the weather and being able to walk his dogs.
All right. He loves walking his dogs.
Uh-huh.
Was that it, Havel?
I've said for years, my main form of exercise. But that's not it. Sorry, Mike.
Thank you for the call. All right, last guest this hour. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from this morning on a Win It Wednesday?
Toby.
All right, Toby from Stanley. Go ahead, Toby.
To go to the ball games, watch ball games.
Watch a ball game.
Have you watched the Express or somebody like that? Cavaliers. Yep. That's not it, Toby. Sorry, man.
All right. Thank you very much. 715-723-2555 will be the number to call next hour after 8:15. But the good news is, even though we're stopping your chances to win here, we'll give you a better chance to win as we start stacking clues next hour.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We try again with the question that's been stumping listeners since yesterday.
So this comes from Havel's personal experience. What was Havel really thankful for over the holiday weekend, courtesy of Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on 53. You can find them at the farmers markets as well. We are giving away two full event tickets to OneFest plus parking. 715-723-2555. So again, the question, what was Havel really thankful for over the holiday weekend? We are stacking up clues for you. The first clue was, this really didn't have anything to do with the holiday as part of that holiday weekend. So people talk about, you know, your faith, your freedom, fireworks, et cetera, et cetera. Not what we're looking for. It really had nothing to do with the Independence Day weekend itself.
Okay, so the other side of that, it's not holiday related, but it is home related.
All right, there you go. So second clue here, it is home related.
Yeah, there you go.
So what was Havel really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Not holiday related, but home related.
Yeah.
Home related. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555, courtesy of Avenue Orchard. Our Tuesday trivia giveaway becomes a Win It Wednesday giveaway. We hope we can send someone to OneFest. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
Go ahead, Chloe. What's your guess?
Sleeping in your own bed.
Sleeping in your own bed.
That's, I love that, thing. And people feel that way when they come back from camping sometimes, but yeah, that's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Chloe. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Linda from Chippewa. Go ahead.
I don't know if Mark has a fence for his doggies, but I'm thinking repairing his fence.
Repairing a fence. All right. How is that it? Are we sending Linda to OneFest?
We do have a fence, and it didn't need to repair it, but thanks, Linda. That's not it.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Call back, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Karen from Eau Claire.
Karen, what do you think?
I think it was his daughter getting engaged.
So that's been a frequent guess. Again, a very happy thing, but it's been guessed a couple times. So, Karen, do you have a backup guess?
No, I don't.
All right, no problem. Call us back when you think of something. 715-723-2555. What was Havel really thankful for over the holiday weekend? It was not related to the holiday, but it is home-related.
Yep.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gloria from Barron.
Gloria, go ahead. What's your guess?
A high water alarm.
A high water alarm.
Huh.
Havel, was it a high water alarm again? You had some difficulties recently with the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that I see where she's tracking. Yeah, that's not it, Gloria, but thanks for the try.
Thank you so much. 715-723-2555. Keep on calling with your guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Julie from Ice Lake.
Hi, Julie.
What do you think?
Hi. Was it a sump pump?
Was it a sump pump? Were you thankful for a sump pump? Home related, sure.
Yeah, we don't have one, so hard to be thankful.
Maybe you need one. All right, thank you so much, Julie. Three guesses left, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from here on WWIB on this Win It Wednesday?
It's Beth from Eau Claire.
Beth, what do you think for two One Fest tickets?
I am wondering if it could be working electric.
Okay.
Ava?
Working electric. No, it's not it, Beth. Sorry.
All right, thank you. Two guesses left. Otherwise, we'll give you another clue after 8:45. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're with Caleb and Havo on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Mike's from the cross.
All right,
again.
Mike, you want these tickets, man. Go for it.
Yeah. I'm going to say having your favorite breakfast.
Having a favorite breakfast.
I do have one, and I enjoyed it. I had it today, but that's not it.
Thank you, Mike. All right, our last guest before we push this off about 20 minutes. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Jeremy from Menominee.
Jeremy?
A good shower after these hot days.
All right, a good shower. A lot of hot weather recently.
Jeremy, I had one last night before bed. I was grateful for it, but that is not what we're looking for.
All right, we will stack another clue coming up after 8:45. What was Havo really thankful for over the holiday weekend?
Win It Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show. We've been trying for 2 days to give away a pair of full event tickets to One Fest, including parking, courtesy of Avenue Orchard, and we're still trying.
And we are stacking clues now. This will be clue number 3. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. 723-2555. The question we are asking is, what was Havo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Uh-huh. What was Havo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Clue 1 was, it actually really didn't have anything to do with Independence Day, the 4th of July, with the holiday itself. It just happened to be over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, clue 2 was, it is home-related. And then we're ready for clue 3, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. So this is something you are thankful for in the kitchen.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So home-related, but it was something that Havo was thankful for over the holiday weekend in his kitchen. Mm-hmm. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for your best guess and your chance to win two full event tickets to One Fest courtesy of Avenue Orchard. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Beth Deach from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Beth?
Coffee.
Coffee. Was it coffee, Havo?
Made some today. Try to make it every day. So my wife wakes up to it. No, that's not coffee. Not coffee.
Not coffee. Thank you, Beth. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Linda from Chippewa. Go ahead.
I'm thinking maybe if you have a dishwasher.
We do have it back after many months out of service, and hopefully got any leak issues taken care of. Not the dishwasher.
Thank you, Linda. 715-723-2555. What was Havo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? And not related to the holiday, home-related, and this was something he was thankful for while in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Good morning. It's Julie from Rice Lake.
Hi, Julie.
What do you think?
The ice maker.
The ice maker. Havo?
No, not the ice maker.
All right. Thank you, Julie. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
Mike from La Crosse again.
Mike, all right, Mike. You keep trying. Let's make you a winner, friend. What do you think?
Getting some cleaning done.
Getting some cleaning done. How were you cleaning in the kitchen? Thankful for that?
You know, it's important to do that, but that's not it.
Thank you, Mike. Good to hear from La Crosse, 93.7 FM. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Susan from Kadot.
Susan, what do you think? One Fest is right in Kadot, so this would be very, something you can be thankful for.
The microwave?
The microwave. Is it the microwave, Alva? Were you thankful for that particular appliance?
2 years in Liberia, we did not have access to a microwave. So, yes, I'm grateful for the microwave very much. That's not the answer.
Thank you, Susan. 715-723-2555. Keep those guesses coming. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wendy from Chippewa.
Wendy, what do you think?
Air fryer.
Was it an air fryer, Halva? We have one of those. Love it.
Yeah, they're popular. They're very helpful, but that's not it.
All right, thank you. 715-723-2555. We are down to our final three guesses on a Win It Wednesday. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Stanley again.
All right, Toby, what do you think?
Fix the faucet.
Fix the faucet. Did you fix the faucet, Havo?
I did not.
It's not it. Thank you, Toby. Two guesses left on a Win It Wednesday. Can we get a winner on a Win It Wednesday of 2-1 Fest tickets? Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from today?
John from Eau Claire. Would it be a toaster?
Would it be a toaster? Were you thankful for the toaster?
Made some toast last night, but that's not it.
All right. One guess left. 715-723-255. 2555. Phone lines jam-packed. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Karen from Conrad. Is it a dishwasher?
Is it a dishwasher?
That was just guessed earlier this segment.
Do you have a backup guess, Karen?
Okay. Running water.
Running water.
Yeah, it's good to have running water, but that's not it.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Try it again Thursday. We'll be coming up tomorrow. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? It wasn't holiday related. It was home related and is something he was thankful for while in the kitchen. Think about that. We will have another clue coming up for you after 7:15 tomorrow morning.